You know, what's up, everybody? It's all love. WNBA State of Mind. Happy Sunday from a WNBA State of Mind, where we mainly discuss basketball, but we love other sports. I got my guys, Coach Don Dada Wilford, new books, yes, support your friends.
We ain't done. I ain't done. Oh, here it is. You can
Oh,
see
I got
that?
you. I got
Riverpublishing.com.
you. I got you. We're gonna definitely get that in. And my ODU nephew, author, publisher, you know, Vid Lamonte Bugs. This guy, all right, used to be Luke Skywalker on the finish. I promise you, straight bounce. You know, they made a commercial about him. He bouncy, he bouncy, he bounce again, he bouncy. That's my dude, Vid, over there. You know, straight out of Hampton, Virginia. And fellas, welcome to the show. We have some great topics to discuss. We have our 3-minute spins, and you know, I don't know which one of you guys want to go first. You know, just put your hand up, whoever wants to go first, answer the question. Game two, right? NBA, Denver, Miami. Who wins? Okay, and how many games are we going to play to get the chip?
I'm gonna start it off for you, Goody. So Denver will win in 5 games. Miami wins tonight. That's a no-brainer. They do take one in Denver, but the Nuggets will regroup. They go back to Miami for 2 more games. They win both of those. They go back to Denver to close it out. End of season. As you know, the playoffs is a different environment. Everything slows down. This is where your money is made. Jamal Murray, he showed the world who he was during the bubble. Gabe Vincent, decent defender, decent serviceable NBA player. Kyle Lowry was known as a tougher defender in his younger years. He's not young anymore. It's matchups, matchups, matchups. Who in the world is going to check Jokic? They don't have anybody. Michael Porter Jr. is a problem. He's coming into his own. We all know when you're in professional sports, it takes a few years. He has figured things out. He is blossoming in Denver. They have no one on the Heat that can check him. He's a matchup problem. Aaron Gordon, same thing. He's another matchup problem. They don't have anybody that can deal with that athleticism. Kevin Love is getting up there in years. Caleb Martin is playing out of position. Because they're playing small. UD can only come in and give you a good, decent 10, 15 minutes. It's a done deal.
Well, I like to agree with you on some of those facts, but I don't think Miami's taking it tonight. You know, they're, you know, Denver's rested for one. The altitude plays a part. You know what I mean? And, you know, just home court advantage. You know, so I see the series going 5 games. Miami winning at home, one of them. You know what I mean? But I don't. Denver's just too deep, too long. You know, too experienced. You know, I never like to count out Jimmy Butler, but he can't do it by himself. So I got Denver in five.
Those are some strong predictions.
One moment. I didn't get that. Could you try again?
Is Siri in the conversation? Siri's in the
Isn't that funny? That's bugged out. But I
What's that?
straight up. I have to agree with you guys. You know, Jimmy Butler can't do it by himself. You know, they got Tyler Hero sitting on the bench. You know, at least he will be able to shoot them out a little bit. You know, keep them competitive. So, I have to agree with you that you know, they don't have a whole lot of depth. So I also have to say Denver in five. So moving on to the next. All right, we have to get into the WNBA. It just started. It's really exciting. I'm going to definitely have my take in the end. But Dom, who's your top five, top four teams in the WNBA right now?
Top four right now. Of course, the Las Vegas Aces, right? Shalice Gray, Candace Parker, Kelsey Plum, Kerry Stokes, Asia Wilson, Jackie Young, veterans experience. Here's one thing for you though, Goody. I gotta break it up for you. Becky Hammon, is she leaving for the Raptors job?
I'm not even going to say anything about anything like that. You know, I cannot speak about things I am uneducated about. We over here, WNBA, we taking our time with it, you know, one thing at a time. Right now, her focus is definitely on this season. As you can see, they come out gangbusters, 5-0. You know, if I may interject, I'm predicting, listen, if we didn't have to go back-to-back games, I would say, and we're playing back-to-back because we're going from Indiana and then we're landing in Connecticut and we're playing against them, who is, like, you know, on top in the East. And so, you know, it's going to be tough, but I'm going to say we're going to be undefeated this year, and we are definitely repeating.
Ooh, that's interesting. I'm just going to throw this out there, too. If Becky Hammon was to leave for another NBA job, because she was an assistant for years, Katie Smith, I'm saying it right here, exclusive on your show, Katie Smith will step in to the Las Vegas Aces. Mark Davis will do the right thing. He will pluck her out of Minnesota, and she will continue on with that championship pedigree that she has and bring that to Las Vegas. I'm calling it.
Now, it wouldn't be cool with you just shouting out anybody, but that's my daughter. So, Vid, we on our three, on 3 minutes. His 3 minutes up. What you got?
I mean, the four I like is, of course, the Aces, right? I like the Sparks, you know. I just always love the franchise or whatever, you know what I mean? And they battle, you know. It's been a couple of rough years, but I see them, you know, being middle of the pack, getting a top eight. I like New York. I like what they've done, you know, mixed some things up. You know, they got another score out there for my girl. I can't never pronounce her last name, so I'm not even gonna try. And my last one, I like Indiana, honestly, you know.
Hold on. I never gave my other three, so I'll give them to you real quick. New York, I agree with you on the Liberty. I mean, it's going to be the Liberty and the Aces for the championship. We already know that this year. The two biggest markets, plug them in. Atlanta Dream, they building something special over there. Seattle Storm, championship pedigree. The Gold Mamba, Jewel Loy, Noel Quinn. Championship pedigree as a coach. She's got Pokey Chapman on the bench, who don't get enough recognition as a coach. Overall, she can coach men or women. Goody, you got some brewing. I can see it in your face.
Man, you know, I'm thinking, you know, they still have Marine Yohannes, who's coming over, you know, to come on to the team for the Liberty. So that should help them, you know. Mm-hmm. Right now, they're straddling. They're in second place. So it's the Suns, 5-1, Liberty's 4-1. And then you always have Washington and somebody else who just so happens to be the Sky that are straddling 3-3. And if Washington doesn't stay healthy, then Sky can move into their spot. And so the Dream, you know, they're just so far behind in the pack right now that, you know, I don't know. They could end up cat scratching in the end. Out on the West, of course, is the Aces. The Wings are playing some good basketball. You know, they finally get some help out there. You know, made some changes to the coaching staff. The Sparks, you said they're going to be in the middle of the pack, and they are right now, 3-2. And that leads right to the next situation. I want to talk about the Phoenix Mercury. Brittany Griner, she's returned, but her return has had no impact at all in Phoenix. You know, Skylar Diggs is out indefinitely on a personal, so that's not really good for the chemistry of the team. But I could tell you this, regardless as to what's happening, Tarasi, Cunningham, Jefferson, Anyanwede, and Griner gotta step it up. Grimes got to get in shape. Talk to me, boys.
Absolutely, Goody. I totally agree with you on that. I mean, they got a lot of changes happening over there. They've had a lot of changes for the last 2 years. I mean, with Matt Ishba taking over ownership, you're going to see the changes that are needed to be made to make that organization successful again. It's amazing what Brittany Griner has been able to do. People don't understand. I mean, she wasn't really able to work out. She didn't have the proper diet to come back and then have your whole body have to readjust to all those things in less than 2.5 months and be able to get back on the basketball court and produce. I agree with you. It's not making an impact because they have so many other things that are not happening. We on the inside, I know exactly what's happening, but I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it here. But let's just say Matt Ishba coming in, he's going to ride that ship. They're going to be successful again and relevant. They're going to have their down year this year, but they will be relevant in the future.
Yeah, I'd like to have a success story for Phoenix, you know, and Brittany. But for the last 2 years, they've been dealing with a lot of, you know, issues, you know, infighting, you know. It's no secret that, you know, Skylar hasn't been happy, you know. I think till you get that situation straight, they're not going to be able to move forward, you know. So that's just my take on that. Without saying too much, going in too much detail, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when, like I say, you can't speak educationally about it or be right there in the locker room, you know, it's kind of hard to say. Yeah. So, you know, best of luck to them. I really hope that they, you know, they get some things going over there because, you know, usually in situations like that, you know, they clear out the whole coaching staff and then, you know, usually it's not the coaching staff, but it's the players, but it's on the coaching staff to be able to, you know, to be able to get these players to play together and gel and come together. So not only are you coaching, but you're also, you know, trying to psychoanalyze your players. You're a therapist and, you know, it's just too much upon a coach sometimes, you know, in that type of situation. And in the best interest of the team, it's always better to just kind of disband. But, you know, at the same time, you have to have a direction and know what direction that you're going to be moving in. You know, Taurasi is going to be leaving. You know, we don't really know what's going to be the status of, you know, Brittany Griner, you know, coming up in the, you know, in the next couple of months. And hopefully she'll get in shape and she plays herself back into it, you know, plays herself back into franchise shape. You know, she's having her moments of greatness, but then there's those moments where it's just like this dead period and there's absolutely nothing going on. And that's just all about gelling with people and getting to know some people who she had, you know, didn't get the opportunity to play with last year. And, you know, so best of luck to them. But on another note, you know, I really, really do like how Collier is playing in Minnesota post-pregnancy. She's over there dropping 30 bombs, hitting threes out the, you know, off the chain. She blacking out over there on Cats. I was watching some highlights on her the other day. Really like how she's coming along. And, you know, my other thing is I have one of my favorite up-and-coming players is Shakira Austin. I love her from the Mystics. She needs her own team, Dom. She needs.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. And let me just say, back to the Phoenix Mercury, Matt, my guy Ishba, Adrian Goodson's available. Give her a call. We can give her a Monty Williams deal. You got it. Give her $75 million. Let's change some things up. She can lead you back. Give her the dough. She'll make it happen. Max, you got my number.
Different strokes for different folks is all I'm going to say. You know, God willing, things will work out the way I would like to see them work out someday. But in the meantime, you're listening to a WNBA State of Mind. Got my guy Don Dada and Bida Mate Bugs on here. We chopping it up about the end of the NBA season and the beginning of the WNBA season. What's hot, what's not, you know, what's a mess and what's best, and you know, making a couple of predictions over here. Of course, you already know I'm already with the Aces. I already put it out there. We're going to win the championship again. And you know, until we lose, we're going to go undefeated. I'm going to put it out there. Why not? Why not? Your girl is back. So what's up? You know, some valuable players got cut. All right. Destiny over there in Indiana, right? Then you get the kid who just won a championship, LSU, Alexis Morris, also gets cut. All right. Breonna Beal. A lot of South Carolina kids getting cut from teams, you know, because there aren't enough roster spots. And maybe there aren't enough roster spots, or maybe they got outplayed. We don't really know. I wasn't in training camp. Haven't really had conversations with people. But I can tell you one thing, and I'm going to say it after I get y'all's opinion on how you feel about this.
I'm just going to say this, and we've had this conversation many a times, and I'll say it on the air as well. The W and the NBA, which owns the WNBA, they had a chance multiple times to put in a developmental league. They've had that opportunity. Now the fans are screaming for it. You got players screaming for it. Everybody's screaming for it. We know that within professional sports, in order to really make your league stand out, you have to have some kind of development system. You can't keep going the same way. I'm open for consulting on that. We can ride that. But 144, we all know the number. Only 144 players. And only, what is it, good? 2-3 Americans per team overseas? That's all you're allowed, max? So we got to push the envelope here. Development, development, development. It's ridiculous that a kid can go to the NCAA championships, get drafted 2 weeks later, and then you cut 3 weeks later. Where do you go? What do you do? It's messing up lives. It's got to change.
I mean, I like that that thought process. I'm behind that, but also I think just that whole 2 weeks between the NCAA championship and then a draft, it's not enough time to really do your homework. You know what I mean? Like when you look at the NBA, you know, their draft is in June, right? They're doing their homework, not just on the athletic elements, right, of the player, but the psychology, you know what I mean? And so, you know, we don't know why these players got cut, you know what I mean? But, you know, someone coming out of college, it's a big adjustment. You know what I'm saying? Just that pro life, you know? So I think I'm in agreement with a development league, but also, you know, the NBA, WNBA season starts so soon after the college season ends. I think it has to be a way that, you know, a little more time for the players to get adjusted. You know what I mean? You're coming off a season where you have a routine given to you, you know what I mean? And then you're stepping up into the pros where, you know, it's all on you. That's a big adjustment for a lot of people, you know what I mean? Just coming out of college. Now, those that are veterans, you know, I don't think a development league or more time really, really helps them, you know, in the case of Destiny, because she's been there, you know. I just personally think that we need more teams. But then we get into, you know, backers getting more, you know, the NBA or whoever, putting money behind it, right? It all comes back down to money. And I think some of these players actually got cut because of marketability, right? It's a business. So, you know, those that's more marketable is going to win most of the time. So that's just my intake on that without really knowing the why they got cut, you know?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head right there. Yeah. With that, with the marketability, that stands first and first alone. You know, some players will, you know, be removed for that, you know, as well. But, you know, the only the thing that I agree with you on, Dom, is about, you know, there definitely needs to be another league. And it's like undisputed right now that there needs to be another league. The only person with the ability to do that is Mark Davis. Mark Davis can start his own league because he has that kind of financial backing to do it without needing not one other investor. Mm-hmm. And until that type of person or that group of people appear, then the WNBA is always going to have the upper hand, you know. But then as soon as something else comes along, then there'll be leverage. Now the players will be able to negotiate. But I will say this, instead of getting mad about it, you know, I'm going to answer your question. Go be like DeMaio Walker, who played for the Sacramento Monarchs, who came out of the University of Virginia, and she was Miss High and Mighty at the time. Okay, championship game, comes to the ABL tryout against the likes of myself. You got Teresa Edwards there. You got Edna Campbell there. You have Cherise Sam there. You have, you know, the names go on and on, list of players that were coming back home from overseas to go and try out in this league. Most of USA basketball team at that particular time. Okay, Yolanda Griffin. I mean, she got cut and was devastated. But instead of getting upset, she went overseas, played for 2 or 3 years, got it in, got better, came back into the league, not into the ABL, but into the WNBA, and gets a championship with the Sacramento Monarchs. It can be done. Sometimes your game needs to be home. You know, we've downplayed going to play overseas so much because of what happened to Brittany Griner. That yeah. wasn't something that's designed to happen to every single person. You just so happened to be in enemy territory and made it real easy for them to do something like that. Not to downplay it at all, but that's just the way it was. So nobody's going to play in Russia, but there are some players that's still going over there. I don't know. But I can tell you this, it's not stopping people from going to Turkey. It's not stopping people from going to Brazil. It's not stopping people from going to Italy. It's not stopping people from going to Spain. It's not stopping them from going to Hungary. Learn another language, add something else to your repertoire. There's a lot of positive things that could come out of it, but the internet is so strong and the internet is so huge to shine cast such a light of darkness on the fact that our bread and butter and our food on the table has always been overseas. So we got to stop downplaying that.
Excellent points, Goody. Excellent points.
So, you know, we got to keep it moving as far as the development of this league is concerned. I would like to see, you know, more changes in regards to, you know, the salary for the girls and, you know, and you know, different things like that. But, you know, right now it's just not profitable for the NBA to show the league as profitable. And so there you have it, you know. And so if you want power, then in the next collective bargaining agreement, you have to discuss how you're going to be traveling. That has to be on the table. You have to discuss 401ks. You have to discuss issues for the former players, because you're eventually going to become a former player and you want some things to be in place for you when you get finished. So there's a lot of things that still need to be done. You know, a lot of things that I would like to see, you know, we'll just stay prayerful and we'll stay on top with it. But, you know, the league is looking good. I like a couple of players that I'm seeing stepping up, you know, the games are fresh. We got like three games on today. We got the Wings and the Sun. They come on at 1 o'clock. Who else? We got the Sky and the Liberty come on at 2. And then the Aces and the Fever, you know, come on at 4. And then the Aces turn around and then they go to Connecticut tomorrow and they play at 7 o'clock. So they got a pretty tough schedule ahead of them from the door. You know, but when they get to go back home, at least they get to go back home and relax. So then they must have taken their East Coast swing in the beginning of the season, which is excellent. So, Dom, talk to me a little bit about something, you know, that you got going on.
Ooh, let's see. Over here at Sports Talk 2319, we got a lot of things going on, a lot of things happening. You know, my guy Rashad Phillips, he just recently released the basketball position metrics, which is going global all over the world, all over the country. Basketball as we know it, when you talk about the five positions, those five positions were created for novice. But if you really want to dove into your game, you know, that championship formula, we all know that dual forward, hybrid guard, traditional guard, dual forward, point center, those things are what construct the team now. You talk about a kid like Bam Adebayo out of, you know, Miami. He's not a center, but he's so-called playing the center position. He's not a center. He's a hybrid post that can do a little bit of everything. He can get the rebound, dribble the ball up the floor. He can start your offense. That's not a traditional back-to-the-basket center. That's your hybrid post when you really think about it. So basketball has changed. We have to evolve. The cell phone, right, this little thing here that we all use, it has evolved. It was, you know, it's a mini computer in your hands. It has evolved. The sport of basketball has evolved as well. The basketball position metrics, it'll give you the story on that. Wonderful book. Wonderful book. I read it in one sitting. Not because I know who wrote it, but I read it in one sitting. It was that interesting. But also, coming down the pipe here, we've got some webinars that are going to be released. Goody, you are getting a super exclusive right now. You're pulling everything out of me today. You're getting super exclusive. We got some webinars that are going to be released here in the future. You know, one of the ones, I'll just go ahead and say it, my guy, Max Van Auken, who you know, who's a great radio host. He's down in Atlanta on 92.9 The Game. You know, as a big radio host down there, now he started in the podcast game. And, you know, now everyone wants to do a podcast, right? But you got to be able to do it the right way. You got to be able to monetize it, all kinds of different things. We're going to walk you through that process. It's a system for everything. We're going to give you the systems. I'm going to expose a lot. So all those things are coming down the pipe.
That sounds good. We're going to have to stay after that. What you got coming up, Vid?
I'll make it brief. I'd just like to talk about the program I'm helping. It's called Go Basketball. It's a girls organization. It's a girls academy, and they're doing great things. out here in Lando Lakes. I'm in Tampa, but they're in Lando Lakes, Florida. If you have a chance, go on their website. It's gobasketball.com. We're about to do a college tour going up to Florida State and South Carolina with the girls at the end of the month. You know, just giving them the exposure of what they can do outside of Tampa, Florida. You know what I mean? So, you know, I like to have you all, you know, be involved, maybe chat with them via Zoom or whatever. But yeah, definitely awesome. Check them out.
Awesome. That sounds awesome.
I love it to hear that you're, you know, giving back to the kids. And like I said, you're listening to a WNBA State of Mind. I got my guy Dominique Wilford on here. Also, Vid Lamonte Bugs taking it out of here. I also have a basketball camp, Hoop Madness in the House Basketball Clinic, from June 20th to the 23rd. Okay, address is 5246 Jones Lane in Chesapeake. Registration starts at 8 a.m. Okay, I got elementary and middle school going from 9:15 to 11:15, and then I got high school going from 11:30 to 1:30. Okay, and this is going to be a 4-day clinic. Come check it out. You can hit me up, Hoop Madness. Okay, you can hit me at hoopheadnation@gmail.com. Guys, I know you know I love you. Sammy Sosa, peace out. One love till we catch up with each other next week. Bringing the WNBA State of Mind. Keep your thinking caps on. And we're going to see how y'all's predictions are going to play out with Denver and Miami. Because I'm feeling like somebody getting ready to get Jimmy bucketed today.